弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
祝大家复活节快乐。
Happy Easter to all of you.
每年的春天到复活节的这个时候。
Every time when spring comes and when we celebrate Easter.
那么外面的鲜花都开始盛开。
All the flowers starting to bloom.
春天的时候就是万物苏醒的时候。
When spring comes, everything comes back to life.
自古人们就观察这个植物的再生。
Since ancient time, people have observed the rebirth of plants.
那么无不惊叹啊这个奇妙的事情。
And they have been amazed with this amazing phenomenon.
那么作为万物之首的人。
So people, human beings, as the head of all creation.
我们既不能使青春常驻，也不能返老还童。
We cannot keep youth forever, nor can we return to childhood.
所以中国道教的炼丹术的发展呢，就是要长生不老。
So in the Taoist tradition, they have this alchemy methods to keep youth forever.
我们也知道中国的第一个皇帝秦始皇，为了寻求长生不老之药而付出的努力。
And we also know the first emperor of China, Qin Shi Huang, he paid a big price to keep the youth.
那么这些都源于我们人类对延续生命的一种渴望。
This all begins from the desire of human beings wanting to extend their life.
那么即使是医学高度发展的今天。
Even today, as we have such developed medical,
人们的常识和努力依然无法阻止生命的流失。
With all the attempts and efforts, we still cannot prevent the loss of life.
所遗留给我们的不过是万般的无奈和失落。
What is left is this feeling of hopelessness and loss.
今天我们大家一起来庆祝复活节。
And today as we celebrate Easter,
我们纪念主耶稣基督从死里复活。
We remember our Lord Jesus Christ risen from the dead.
也再一次引发了我们对复活节的思考。
And once again, we need to rethink about Easter.
所以耶稣的复活不是一个神话，乃是一个神迹。
Jesus rising from the dead is not a myth, but a miracle.
复活不是一个宗教的节日，乃是我们基督徒一个活泼的盼望。
And Easter is not just a religious holiday, but a true hope for all Christians.
那么，复活到底是怎么样发生的呢？
So how did the resurrection come about?
我们看到福音书里已经记载了耶稣基督的复活。
In the Gospels, we read about Jesus' resurrection from the dead.
在马可福音的第16章1到8节就这样的记载。
In the book of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 to 8, it records.
第一节说，过了安息日，摩大拉的玛利亚和雅各的母亲玛利亚并萨罗米买了香膏要去膏耶稣的身体。
In verse 1, and when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome,had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him.
七日的第一日清早，出太阳的时候，他们来到坟墓那里。
And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun.
彼此说，谁给我们把石头从墓门滚开呢？
And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?
那石头原来很大，他们抬头一看，却见石头已经滚开了。
And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great.
他们进了坟墓，看见一个少年人坐在右边，穿着白袍，就甚惊恐。
And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted.
那少年人对他们说，不要惊恐，你们寻找的那钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣，他已经复活了，不在这里，请看安放他的地方。
And he said unto them, be not afraid, you seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified, he is risen, He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him.
你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得说，他在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他，正如他从前所告诉你们的。
But go your way, go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goes before you into Galilee. There shall you see him as he said unto you.
他们就出去，从坟墓那里逃跑，又发抖又惊奇，什么也不告诉人，因为他们害怕。
And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid.
所以这一段经文就记载了耶稣基督复活的事实。
This passage records the fact of Jesus' resurrection.
我们看到这首先见到空坟墓的这几个妇女，他们的感受是怎样啊？
We first saw how the women who first went into the sepulchre, how they felt.
所以在第五节、第六节都说到他们惊恐。
In verse 5 and 6 said they were afraid.
第八节说到他们惊奇，他们害怕。
And in verse 8 said they were amazed and they were afraid.
因为这是一个从来没有过的神迹。
Because this miracle has never happened before.
耶稣基督的复活是整本福音书的高潮。
Jesus' resurrection from the dead is the climax of all the Gospels.
复活的教义是基督教信仰的核心呢。
The resurrection doctrine is the core belief of Christianity.
马可用短短的几节经文就记录了福音书的重要的信息。
Mark, with a few verses, recorded a very important message in the Gospel.
基督已经从死里复活。
Jesus has risen from the dead.
这里有三重的证明。
Here we see triple proofs.
那么妇女的证明。
First, the testimony of the women.
然后是空坟墓的证明。
And then the empty tomb.
最后是天使的见证。
And then the testimony of the angels.
基督的复活只不过是基督教这个复活教义的一个开始。
And the resurrection of Jesus is just the beginning of a Christian belief.
这是上帝给我们复活盼望的一个证据。
And this is a proof of the hope that God has given us through Jesus' resurrection.
我们为什么可以相信我们将来会复活呢？
How can we believe that in the future we will rise from the dead?
我们知道已经有一个人从死里复活了。
Because we know that someone has risen from the dead.
所以圣经里记载呢，这个复活分三个阶段。
So the Bible records that the resurrection has three stages.
那么基督的复活是第一次的复活。
The resurrection of Jesus is the first resurrection.
然后这就是福音的开始。
And this is the beginning of the gospel.
没有复活就没有福音的好消息。
Without the resurrection, there's no good news of the gospel.
那么可惜现代很多布道会的时候呢，那个讲员呢是讲了很多天南海北哈。
Very unfortunately, whenever there is an evangelistic meeting, the preacher would talk about many, many things.
我们夸夸其谈就是没有讲到这个点子上哈。
They would talk many things, but not to the point.
因为我们觉得说，那你跟人家讲复活的神迹，别人就不容易相信。
Because people think that when you share the message of the resurrection, people may not believe.
所以切记我们跟人分享福音呢，只谈上帝的爱和祝福，忘记了分享复活的好消息。
We need to beware that when we share the gospel, we don't just talk about God's love and blessing, but also we need to mention the message of the resurrection.
所以我们在神学院上学的时候，有这个课来训练我们怎么样去传福音哈。
When I attended the seminary, we have classes showing us how to share the gospel.
那很多神学生呢，就训练好，每次要去跟这个人去练习怎么样去传福音哈。
So many seminary students were trained on how to evangelize.
哎，其实也不是巧合，很多人在分享福音的时候，居然把复活的事情给忘记了。
It's not by coincidence that, but many people when they share the gospel, they forget. this part of resurrection.
其实不是忘记了，是因为我们很多传福音的时候，我们都说上帝怎么样的爱你，怎么给你祝福，却忘记了讲复活的好消息。
Actually, it's not that we are forgetful, but sometimes we tend to speak more of God's love and blessing without mentioning His resurrection.
那么基督的复活和我们有什么关系呢？
But how does Jesus' resurrection relate to our resurrection?
像我刚才说的，基督的复活就是上帝给我们的证据。
Just as I mentioned, the Christ's resurrection from the dead is a proof that God gives to us.
因为信徒将来也 要以基督的样式复活。
Because the believers will also one day resurrect in the shape, in the likeness of Jesus.
所以这就是第二阶段的复活。
And this is the second stage of resurrection.
所以按照上帝的计划，人类将有三次的复活。
According to God's plan, there are three stages of resurrection.
首先复活的乃是基督。
The first resurrection is Jesus Christ.
他是上帝的儿子。
He is God's son.
成为初熟的果子。
And he became the first fruit.
然后在将来一个上帝所预定的时候。
And then in a time that's appointed by God in the future.
基督将会再来。
Christ will return.
那这个时候已经过世的基督徒也必复活。
At that time, those people who have passed away in the Lord will rise again.
那时尚在人世的基督徒呢，则会被提到空中与主相遇。
And those who are still remaining on the earth will be taken up to the air to meet with the Lord.
这个就是在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章所记载。
And this is recorded in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
所以那时活在世上的信徒是有福的。
So those people who are still alive will be very, very blessed.
因为他们不必经过死亡就直接见到主的面。
Because they do not experience death, but they see the Lord face to face.
所以基督信仰的根本呢，乃是耶稣基督再来的盼望。
So the basic of a Christian faith is the hope of Christ's return.
而不是今生今世的平安顺利。
It's not just the peace and prosperity for this life.
所以英文有一个特定的名词哈。
There is a specific term.
The blessed hope, 有福的盼望。
Which is called the blessed hope.
就是指的我们将来复活的盼望。
Which points to our hope of resurrection in the future.
那么信徒将来将要以一个荣耀的身体进入上帝的国度。
And the believers will enter God's kingdom with a glorified body.
那么很多人会误解啊，说你信耶稣就是死后可以进天堂的。
Many people misunderstand that once you become a Christian, you will go to heaven.
这不是真正的基督的福音啊。
This is not the true gospel.
这只不过是中国传统信仰的一个变种啊。
But a variation from a traditional Chinese belief.
因为圣经告诉我们，借着耶稣的受死，我们得以与上帝和好。
Because the Bible tells us through the death of Christ, we are reconciled with God.
那么借着耶稣基督的复活，我们将拥有一个新的身体。
And through the resurrection of Christ, we will have a new body.
得以进入上帝的国度。
That we may enter into God's kingdom.
我们将来永远的与神同在。
And forever will be with the Lord.
所以将来上帝的国度不是在天上，而是在地上。
So the future kingdom of God is not in heaven, but on earth.
所以我们不是以后去天堂，我们只是暂时的，将来要在地上建立上帝的国度。
So we don't just go to heaven, but in the future we will establish God's kingdom on earth.
因此复活呀，不单只是我们灵魂的复活。
And the resurrection is not just spiritual.
也是我们肉体的复活。
But also physical.
所以我们将来有一个荣耀的、永不朽坏的身体。
So in the future, we will have a glorified, uncorruptible body.
不是像我们现在的这个身体一样。
It's not like our body today.
那么那个身体将成为我们灵魂的永远的居所。
And that body will be the forever residence of our soul.
复活的盼望是真实的。
So the hope of resurrection is real.
正像今天做见证的啊，安娜姐妹跟马弟兄跟我们所分享的一样。
Just like what Anna and Joseph shared with us today.
因为这个复活的盼望的能力已经在我们的身上发动。
The power of the hope of resurrection has been activated in our body.
那么其他人也会问说，那么除了信徒复活之外，其他的人会不会复活呢？
People may also ask, outside of believers, would other people be resurrected as well?
是的，这就是复活的第三个阶段。
Yes, and this is the third stage of resurrection.
其他的人都要复活。
Others will also rise from the dead.
我们可以看到圣经在启示录中所记载的。
We can see this from the book of Revelation.
启示录第二十章十一节这样说。
In chapter 20 verse 11 it says,
我又看见一个白色的大宝座与坐在上面的。从他面前天地都逃避，再无可见之处了。
And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them.
我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了，并且另有一卷展开，就是生。
And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened.
死了的人都凭着这案卷上所记载的，照着他们所行的受审判。
Which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works.
所以有人误解说，如果不信耶稣的话，你会下地狱的哈。
Some people misunderstand that when you don't believe in Jesus, you will go to hell.
实际的情况并不是如此的简单。
But actually, it's not that simple.
那么一切拒绝耶稣与神为敌的人，他们的下场是注定灭亡的。
All those people who reject God and are enemies of God, they will perish.
圣经所讲的硫磺与火湖乃是一个与神永远隔绝的地方。
The lake of fire and brimstone is a place that is forever separated from God.
唯有借着耶稣基督，我们才能逃离这白色大宝座的审判。
Only through the grace of Jesus Christ, we can avoid this judgment of the great white throne.
所以复活是基督教教义的核心。
So the resurrection is a core belief of the Christian faith.
概括了福音的本质。
It summarizes the essence of the gospel.
因此我们传扬福音要有一种迫切感。
So we need to have this sense of urgency when we share the gospel.
所以我们为家人、为朋友、为邻居，要把他们带到主的面前。
For our family, our friends, our neighbors, we need to bring them to the Lord.
那么很多人在这个时候都有疑问，说如果我的亲人没有听过福音的该怎么办呢？他们有没有第二次的机会呢？
So many people would ask,What happened to my family and neighbors? What if they haven't heard the gospel? Will they have a second chance?
这些我们实际上圣经并没有明确告诉我们，我们并不知道。
The Bible did not tell us clearly. We do not know.
但是我们现在就当尽我们的责任。
But we should do our duties while we are here.
所以无论得时不得时，我们总要使人得救。
So whether in season or out of season, we should try to get people saved.
就好像我们遇到一个乐水的人一样啊。
As if someone is drowning.
那么我们看到这样的情景，我们不会再想他将来有没有第二次机会呢？我们要赶快把他救上。
When we see someone drowning, we wouldn't say that, oh, would this person have a second chance? We would rescue them right away.
所以复活节我们来思想有关复活的教义。
So on Easter Sunday, we ponder on the doctrine of resurrection.
这让我们更加清楚了基督福音的一个根本。
So we understand more clearly the basis of our Christian faith.
所以我们要传扬基督复活的好消息。
we need to share the good news of Jesus' resurrection from the dead.
而不是只是简单的传扬这个小好消息本身为我们今生所带来的好处。
And not just to say why this good news will bring to us in this life.
我们看到有三个阶段的复活。
We see that there are three stages of resurrection.
基督首先复活。
Christ rose from the dead first.
成为我们的榜样。
He became our example.
其后追随基督的人也要复活。
And then those who follow Christ will also rise from the dead.
他们要承受上帝的国度。
They will inherit God's kingdom.
最后所有其他的人也要复活。
And at the end, all the others will also rise from the dead.
但是他们要接受上帝白色大宝座的审判。
But they will face God's judgment at the great white throne.
所以复活是基督信仰的根本。
So the resurrection from the dead is a basics of Christian belief.
也是我们基督徒的一个终极的盼望。
It's also our ultimate hope.
有一位作家呢，他曾经写过一本小说。
There was an author who wrote a novel.
他这个小说的名字叫《美梦成真》。
And this novel is called The What Good Dreams Come True.
这个小说呢，曾经被拍成电影。
And it was made into a movie.
那么 Robin Williams 曾经主演过这部电影。
And Robin Williams was the main actor.
他是描写到人死后所在的一个天堂一样的光景。
It describes how people go to heaven after they die.
所以圣经里实际上给我们的启示关于死后是什么样的，实际上是非常的少的。
The Bible did not tell us a lot about how it is like after we die.
至今很多人还不确定说有没有死后有生命。
Even today, many people doubted if there is life after death.
但是很多人在濒死状态上的经历其实告诉我们这个死后的生命是确实存在。
But many near-death experiences tell us that life after death is real.
这个电影所描述的这个主人公死后所去的一个环境是这么样的漂亮，这么样的美。
This story describes after this main character passed away, he went to a place is so beautiful.
所有的彩色是这么样的鲜艳美丽。
All the colors were so vibrant.
所有的鲜花真是那样的绚丽多彩。
And all the fresh flowers were so colorful and beautiful.
胜过我们在世界上所看的一切的美景。
It's much, much more excellent than what we saw on this world.
但是这还不是我们最终所要居住的地方。
But this is still not the ultimate dwelling place for us.
因为圣经告诉我们，我们将来将要有一个新的身体，一个荣耀的身体。
Because the Bible tells us that one day we will have a new glorified body.
我们将继承神的国度。
We will inherit God's kingdom.
神给我们的礼物真是值得我们今生用所我们有的一切去换取。
And God's gift for us is worthy of us trading everything we have in this world.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你给我们这美好的应许。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful promise you have given to us.
让我们看到你使你的儿子从死里复活，给了我们这个活泼的盼望。
That we can see through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, you have given us this living hope.
我们这软弱的身体必然会过去。
Our frail body will pass one day.
这世界上的一切也必然会过去。
And all the things in this world will pass one day.
但是主唯有你，你的国度，你的子民和你的话语是永存的。
But only you, your kingdom, your people, and your word will last forever.
愿主你赐给我们聪明智慧。
May you give us wisdom and understanding.
愿我们在今生投资在这永恒的事上。
That in this life we can invest in eternal things.
让我们在基督耶稣里的福气一样都不缺少。
That we lack nothing of the blessing in Christ.
我们谢谢主，你给我们美好的应许。
Thank you for this beautiful promise you have given to us.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.